Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather in Israel today is pleasant. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, making it a perfect day to be outdoors. Meanwhile, in Eilut, it's warm and sunny, ideal for beachgoers. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, 5 hours ago, U.S.-Iran war fears grow as fighting escalates around the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. strikes on Iran intensified after an Iranian attack on a container ship left one crew member missing. Also, earlier this hour from JNS, the U.S. military strikes dozens of targets across Iran in the latest round of attacks. For the first time, one-way attack sea drones took part in the operation, according to CENTCOM. Also this hour, 24 News reports U.S. CENTCOM completes another round of strikes on Iran. U.S. Central Command says the purpose is to degrade Iran's ability to continue attacking international shipping. Separately, 6 hours ago, the Australian Jewish News reported an Adelaide Jewish family's home was targeted. The Jewish Community Council of South Australia condemned it as a shocking, cowardly act. And finally, from Walla, just in, a researcher warns, satellite images show Iran is preparing something. This should disturb us very much. Danny Citrinowitz noted the geographical locations of the attacks as concerning. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, writing just minutes ago, describes the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding as being in a crisis phase. Ynet Global shared new details earlier today about how U.S. aircraft nearly exposed Israel's surprise Iran strike. A retired IAF brigadier general recounted how an unexpected change in U.S. flight patterns tipped off Iran. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted earlier that Iran perceives American weakness and attempts to pressure Trump through oil prices. Researcher Yoni Ben-Menachem highlights Iran's direct confrontation path, believing Trump seeks to avoid broad war. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalating conflict in the Strait of Hormuz, earlier today, Ynet reported heightened tensions as the U.S. intensified its strikes following an Iranian attack on a container ship. The missing crew member raises concerns about shipping safety in the region. This escalation could impact global oil supply routes, affecting international markets. Turning to the U.S. military's latest operational tactics against Iran, JNS reported that CENTCOM utilized one-way attack sea drones for the first time in their strikes. This technological advancement might signal a shift in U.S. military strategy, posing new challenges for Iranian defenses. Meanwhile, 24 News highlighted CENTCOM's ongoing efforts to limit Iran's threat to international shipping. The strikes aim to disrupt Iran's capacity for further attacks. This action underscores the critical importance of keeping the Strait of Hormuz open for global trade, with implications for international diplomacy. In Australia, the Jewish Community Council of South Australia condemned the targeting of a Jewish family's home as a cowardly act. The Australian Jewish News reported this incident earlier today, reflecting ongoing concerns about anti-Semitic acts worldwide. This event highlights the need for increased vigilance and community support. Finally, Walla's report on Danny Citrinowitz's analysis of satellite images suggests Iran may be preparing for further regional actions. His warning about the strategic locations of Iranian activities provides a stark reminder of the geopolitical tensions. These developments warrant close attention from both regional and global players. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that restaurateur Ruti Brodo has signed an agreement for a new project. She will establish a large culinary and lifestyle complex inspired by global timeout markets, promising a boost to local gastronomy. Separately, Walla Business reveals that 63% of jobs requiring AI understanding are not in high tech. This new analysis shows AI's extensive penetration into diverse job markets, including human resources and logistics. And finally, from CTEC, Israel ranks 8th in inward investment projects per capita into the UK. Israeli businesses have generated 16 new direct investment projects, surpassing all G7 economies on a per capita basis, showcasing Israel's robust economic influence. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.